Hey everybody, it's Caddy. You're in the June Cafe. Boy, that came up quick. And if it's June, you're either speaking to John or Nick, who are our June birthday guys. This year, 2023, we have Nicholas in the June Cafe. Nicholas, how are you?
I'm fine, thank you, Catherine. I'm speaking to you from Atlanta, Georgia.
Oh, I like Georgia. I like Atlanta. Are you having a so far a lovely time?
Well, we only just got in this evening. So, yes, everything seems to be in order so far, I think. And I'm looking forward to the show tomorrow.
Yes, I think that's a nice place to play. If I recall correctly, there used to be a shed called Chastain Park. I think it has a new name that now.
Does it? Well, we've played there many, many, many times and always had a great time, actually.
But now you're playing an arena.
We've got an indoor arena, I believe. But
you sure do.
Yeah.
Well, let's jump right in. How's the tour going, Nicholas?
I think I could say that we're all spectacularly pleased with the way it's gone so far. It's always a joy to play the shows, particularly in America, where the audiences have been really, really great. It's nice to be indoors again. There's a different intensity to being indoors than outdoors, I think, somehow. I do like some of the outdoor ones. We did do a couple. There was the festival Bottle Rock right at the beginning in Napa. Fun. And we played at Woodlands, which was an outdoor show in Houston. And that was great. We've played at that venue before too, but mostly the indoor arenas have been fun. And it's nice because our production was sort of particularly designed for those types of buildings. And so it's good when it works at full speed.
So now how or like in what ways are these shows different than the future past shows you did in America in 2022?
Well, there's different songs in the set. Obviously, there's a lot of the same songs, but we've added different things. Some of the older things, like Is There Something I Should Know, Lonely in Your Nightmare, Surprises, Super Freak, that we did at our Halloween show in Las Vegas last year. That's been working well. The set is very different. The lighting and the projections have changed quite a lot since the last one. And of course, we've been playing for a year now. So I think it feels much more tight. That happens when you're on the road for a while.
Like a well-run ship.
Yeah, exactly. But everybody's managed to keep the energy up. Being good, it's we've had the we feed off the audiences. Because they really have been pretty special on this run.
So I have a question that I wondered, just because I tend to clip reviews that you guys get for the website. And I'm being completely honest that I don't think you guys have gotten a bad review. I'm saying a live review in like 15, 20 years. You know, there's always the off jerk who just says something like, I don't know, but not even that cutting and not even that bad. And I wonder, since that wasn't always the case for Duran Duran, what that feels like. Does it feel different, or did you not care then and you don't especially care now?
I never read reviews, so I don't know what any of them say now, and I don't know what any of them said 15 years ago, whenever it was. Of course, I'm always happy to hear if somebody enjoyed the show, and if we got a good review, it's always better than a bad review. But honestly, the way I measure shows is by the audience reaction. Very much by what we all feel as a band when we have our post-mortem after each show, you can tell immediately whether we all felt it was one of the better ones or whether we thought it was good but could have been better. We're pretty critical. I have to say we've reached a critical mass now where there isn't really something that we would consider to be a bad show, and we haven't had anything unlucky happen yet, where the entire system's gone down or things like that that very occasionally happen. So we've had a good smooth journey.
Yeah, you sure have. But that comes from hard work and just staying relevant and staying true to the band. I mean, it's hard won, I think, don't you?
The truth of the matter is what you want to do with the show is make everyone think that it's completely effortless.
Mm.
And that not to have to think about all of the detail and all of the work that's gone into the show, both musically and visually. But this one is really working out. The visuals, which I sort of taken care of now for a number of years, it took quite a long time to get it to work because of the sort of screen formats we have this time, and some of the synchronization. It's a lot of stuff running and things can go wrong. So when it really does work, it has a great impact. And musically, because we added a lot of numbers when we were in the UK doing the UK tour that we mm-hmm. wanted to also play whilst we're here in America, those have been finely tuned now. And I think it makes a big difference.
What are you guys doing with Snapchat? I think there's like some cool filters or something.
Yeah, we've been working with Snapchat on a couple of things. I was liking the way that their filters work on the apps on phones and iPads and tablets, and so we just asked them whether we could use them live. So what we're doing is actually using their lenses, as they're called, to put on us in the show. So you'll see the band members sometimes on the screens, on the IMAX screens at the side, and you'll see that we're different. We've been processed by the lenses and filters, and actually they're really quite effective. And then at other points in the show, for example, the song Friends of Mine, where we have some rather ghoulish Hammer horror footage and other assorted monsters on the main screens, we can now turn the audience into sort of interesting looking monsters. Monsters that I don't mind being turned into at all any day. and actually, it's fun. I sometimes can see the audience, well, I can tell when they're on the screens because I can see them trying to take photographs of themselves on the big screens as ghouls or monsters. So it's just fun. It's an interactive part of the show. It's on several songs, and we're looking at doing a few more things with Snapchat because I like technology, and it's fun to actually to use it in different ways.
Sometimes a fan who's seen the show more than once knows when it's coming up and they're ready and they post pictures, and that's a lot of fun. What happened to Last Chance on the Stairway? You bringing it back in August?
We could play it at any time. It was fun to play it in London, in the UK on the tour there. We only have a limited amount of time because there's three bands on the bill because we have Bastille and Nile Rodgers and Chic. So the simple answer is we ran out of time and space in the set to play it. Anyway, yeah, there's a few songs that we were able to play in the UK because we had a little more duration. We could swap things around, but it's the first time in a while, actually, where we've kept the set pretty much the same because it seems to have been working so well. We thought, well, we're going to different cities, playing to different people mostly, although we know we've had a few travelers. So we've kept it as it is.
Well, I'm just a personal fan of that song, but of course there's, you're lucky that you have so many songs to choose from.
Well, we could swap songs around maybe on the next leg. Maybe we'll play Last Chance instead of something else. But we have the same sort of timings because, of course, both Niall and Bastille play a fairly lengthy set too.
Keith Urban came out and played with Niall last night. I like Keith Urban's hair. Did you know that? Did you know that he came out and played with him?
No, I did not.
He did. What a rocker. And how's Bastille been going?
Great, I think. They're really a fun bunch of people. We all had a dinner together.
Yeah.
Somewhere. actually, we're in Austin, in Texas. And we got to say hello a little bit more, because the thing is, when you're touring, I guess some people think we must spend a lot of time together. But in fact, we're always all running to the next show, running to the airport, or running to the venue, or running back to the hotel. So we barely see each other. We pass in corridors occasionally.
That's funny.
Yeah.
For the UK, how were Jake Shears and Leah Leah? I'm sure you loved Leah Leah. Music is your thing.
I couldn't love Leah Leah more if I tried. I hope she was great. And Jake.
I love Jake.
Jake's a wonderful human being, a great performer, and his music's infectious. It really makes people smile. Mm. And I always love music that gets a reaction. And Leah Leah, well, I'm a Moth, I have to say, is one of my favorite tracks of the last year. It was introduced to me by Michel Lebon from his radio show that he does with Caddy Krasner on Sirius. And how could you not love that song if you like music? It's just full of wonderful energy. So yes, and I thought she was fabulous. Just like you would want her to be from the video for I'm a Moth. And if you haven't seen that, anybody, go look at it.
It's very clever. Like you, Nicholas. So there are some unsubstantiated rumors that you guys might be putting out another kind of release before the end of 2023, which to me would be the quickest, at least since I've known you, that you've ever put something out. Can you confirm or deny that there might be some new music from Duran Duran coming out soon?
Without
giving away too much information?
I think I can. Mm. I hope confirm that there will indeed be an album coming out in October, which does happen to be the month of Halloween, the most important day of the year. We've got any sort of organized festival for me, maybe not for others, but for me. And so I have to say, I'm quietly rather excited about it and thrilled with what we will be releasing, as it's special, it's different. It came out of playing the Halloween show in Las Vegas last year on Halloween. I had a slightly crazy idea that we should do a spooky, spooktacular themed show. And everybody liked the idea in the band. So we learned, I don't know, about 7 or 8 cover versions, Halloween themed cover versions of songs by other people that we admired. Plus, we took some of the more gothic orientated Duran Duran songs and reworked them. Songs like Secret October, Night Boat. And so in doing that show, we had so much fun. The idea came up, maybe we should put out a studio album, including some of those songs, not all of them, some other songs that we didn't play that we've since developed. And there are a few new Duran Duran songs on the album. So it shall come to pass for the sacred Halloween evening. There will be new music available at least several days before then.
Wow, that's good scoop.
Yes, I think it's about time that people started to actually realize that it will happen.
So it's not on Duran time. It's gonna come to fruition.
It definitely is. It's been on 5 times the speed of any Duran time that we've had in a long time, because we had a deadline to get it out for then. And everybody's worked really hard on it. We're still mixing the final tracks right now.
Wow.
Which will be done, I'm hoping, by the weekend.
Wow. That is fast, Nicholas.
It is fast because it's a lot of tracks. And it's really shaped up well. I just love the performances on it. And our song choices, some of the covers and the new material was fun to do. So we're all feeling mighty smug about it. I'm looking forward to putting it out, and I hope it connects with people. It's a different type of album. I've never seen anybody else put anything like this out before. I suspect someone may well have done, but nothing that I've ever come across that's a sort of a mixture of cover songs and songs of our own, early songs of our own, reworked and new songs. But somehow it all feels like it belongs together.
I love that. Do you think you guys will play another show on Halloween, or you haven't thought that far ahead?
We definitely thought that far ahead, and we're currently looking at some options whether we'll be able to pull it together, because even trying to pull all this together now, I feel like we're spinning a lot of plates and we don't want any of them to break.
So before we let you go, because I know how busy you are, I just wondered if you had a chance to see the Record Store Day release that came out in April of Rio Carnival. I was particularly looking forward to this one, and it's such a pretty vinyl. I wonder if you've seen it yet.
I did see it, yes. I had some delivered to my home, which was very kind of our record label to think of me in such a way. I think, as you know, we all care very deeply about vinyl releases particularly, and any kind of remastering, repackaging of historical pieces. I want it to be the ultimate experience for any of our fans who want to participate. And so we're really, really careful with how we do those things. And I'm glad it turned out well. I'm looking forward to Pop Trash coming out. And Medazzaland we had recently.
Pink Vinyl.
The last year or so, which I was very pleased with. We're hoping, because I keep getting asked to do an extended version of Dazzlehand, a very special edition. But the reason that's taking a little while is we have so much material to go through to choose which pieces might be interesting enough for people to listen to, demos, acoustic versions, variations, things that never quite made it, jams, whatever it all is. But I think there's probably enough there that might be interesting for the enthusiasts out there.
So much to look forward to, Nicholas. My goodness.
Well, there is a lot, but we've got our last few dates. You know, I have to say, just back to it quickly, because our minds are all firmly in the tour and mixes for the new album. But the shows, each one has been different and in its own way, and going to all those cities and traveling across America like this, which we haven't done extensively as this for quite a number of years. It's always great to sort of see how our audience changes. And this time it's really crossed over generations again. There's a real mix of people coming along, and that's the way we like it. So, we've got a couple that we think are our favorites, but because we've enjoyed them all, I'm not going to pick on those and make other people feel that they didn't see one that was as good, because there hasn't been one we didn't like. But I'm very much looking forward to Atlanta tomorrow. And then we have Tampa in Florida and Fort Lauderdale coming up too. And then no more until the middle of August sometime, I think.
Yep. And I'll be seeing you in Colorado.
Great. Oh, Red Rocks. Well, that'll be fun. We're there for a couple of nights, aren't we? So yep. Beautiful venue.
And then you end, you sort of finish up or wind up on in my side of town in New York-ish. Yeah. And you'll be playing with Grace Jones, and you'll be playing with Niall and Bastille, I think. Yeah.
I think that's quite a good bill myself. I'm super pleased that Amazing Grace is gracing us with her presence. She's a remarkable performer. We're all huge fans. And I think without Grace, there would never have been many of those other performers out there now, not least people like Lady Gaga, who I'm sure would acknowledge Grace's part in her musical lexicon. So that show, yeah, that I think that'll be one to look forward to right near the end of the tour.
You think she'll do Election Day with you? Are you going to ask her?
Oh, gosh, I would love that, but I don't know how possible it is with the billing and everything.
Right.
And it has crossed my mind, of course. I wouldn't mind doing I'm Not Perfect, or maybe she'll do that with Niall as well. That's there's so many great songs that Grace has, but yeah, she was she featured on Election Day before people were writing FEAT on things.
I don't understand.
Featuring Catherine.
Oh, right. FEAT. Yeah, you're right. It would now be Election Day, Arcadia's Election Day featuring Grace Jones. You're right.
It always was, but it just.
They didn't do that.
Yeah.
That's a little thing. Well, Nicholas, I appreciate you taking our time, because I know how busy you are. I know. But a June cafe without you would be sad indeed. And I don't think I'll speak to you again.
Well,
maybe till Christmas.
June. Well, it must be Johnny's turn for next June. But
yeah,
birthday. I had an amazing birthday this year. It was in New Orleans. I've never had a birthday in New Orleans. So.
Oh, right. I meant to ask you that. What kind of cake was that? Of course, that's the first thing that I noticed. What kind of cake was that?
You'd have to ask wonderful Tessa what type of cake it was. But it was. You're talking about the red looking thing.
I don't know. It all looked good. I got to be honest.
Everybody ate it, but I had a small amount of a tiny little dark chocolate mousse cake.
That's what happens. I didn't eat one thing at Tanner's Bar Mitzvah, not one thing. But everyone says the food was good. And I did take home a piece of cake because, I mean, are you kidding? Of course I did. But anyway, happy belated, my Nicholas. I have your birthday present here, burning a hole in my pocket. It's not pocket sized. But I will see you soon enough to share it with you.
Well, I should look for it.
Yes. All right, Nicholas. Well, thank you so much for coming into the cafe, and we will speak with you soon.
Bye.